This is the first time a Chinese president has attended the prestigious annual meeting of political leaders, chief executives, and bankers held in the Swiss Alpine resort of Davos. In a speech lasting nearly an hour long, President Xi Jinping likened protectionism to locking oneself in a dark room and warned that no one will emerge as a winner in a trade war. The Chinese leader acknowledged that globalization had become a Pandora's box, but added it could not be blamed for every problem.
Economic globalization was once the treasure cave found in Alibaba in the Arabian Nights. It has become the Pandora's box in the eyes of many. The international community finds itself in a heated debate on economic globalization. So today, I wish to address the global economy in the context of globalization. The point I want to make is that many of the problems troubling the world are not caused by economic globalization.
Xi Jinping also voiced the need to adapt to and guide economic globalization and cushion its negative impact. The appearance of President Xi Jinping in Davos came as doubts increased about whether the United States will remain a force for multilateral cooperation, and with just days to go before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. In his address to the delegates in Davos, the Chinese president noted China will continue to open up, while his country's development provided an opportunity for the world.
China's development is an opportunity for the world. China has not only benefited from economic globalization, but also contributed to it. China's rapid growth has been a sustained, powerful engine for global economic stability and expansion. The interconnected development of China and a large number of other countries has made the world economy more balanced. China's remarkable achievements in poverty reduction has contributed to more inclusive global growth. And China's continuous progress in reform and opening up has lent much momentum to an open world economy.
To further boost that interconnectivity, Xi Jinping announced plans to host a Belt and Road Forum in Beijing this May to explore ways of addressing problems facing the global and regional economies. The president promised China would always keep its doors wide open and not close it. Elaborating on his promise, Xi Jinping outlined China's foreign trade and investment prospects.
In the coming 5 years, China is expected to import $8 trillion of goods, attract $600 billion of foreign investment, and make $750 billion of outbound investment. Chinese tourists will make 700 million overseas visits. All this will create a bigger market, more capital, more products, and more business opportunities for other countries.
The president also called on other countries to keep their door open to Chinese investors and keep the playing field level for China. In the speech, Xi Jinping also said China's economy was likely to have grown by 6.7% in 2016, despite a sluggish global economy. The president, meanwhile, said China would not boost its trade competitiveness by devaluing its currency. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.